to another exciting episode of Video Game Bang.
Video Game Bang.
Your weekly source for all things video game. Featuring your fearless hosts, Corey Vincent.
I'm pretty much Microsoft and Marvel. The cans are on. It's when ish gets real.
People get shot during the day.
And Aaron Carter.
Buy the armor, I equip it, and it's like Pink Thong. The guy that delivers vending machine items in my job. He can play the Rhino.
Fill up your Mountain Dew and grab your Doritos. It's time for Video Game Bang.
Ho, ho, ho. You know what time it is, everybody. This is Video Game Bang, brought to you by NRG Esports. Brought to you by Antlion Audio. Brought to you by Oblivion Comics and Coffee, coming to the Sacramento area next year. And brought to you by Mainframe USA. Yeah, we're going to start the show off with an announcement, guys. We have a new sponsor giving us some fresh threads. If you can see, if you're watching this on twitch.tv/videogame_bang, you can clearly see I'm rocking the Mainframe t-shirt. It says defense, support, tank, offense, all of the positions you would play in Overwatch. So we want to thank them. Webb, you're the one who set it all up. Look at it. Welcome to the show, Webb. How you doing?
I'm good. Yeah, I've been a fan of them for a while. I've had their hat. You guys have seen me wear their hat pretty much every single show. So I've been a fan of them for a while. I'm rocking one of their shirts, too. Got like a digital thing going on. Yeah, so they're super cool. Happy to be sponsored with them.
Now, they do more than just t-shirts, ladies and gentlemen.
They do.
I bet you didn't even know this product existed, but it is like a compression sleeve, much like you'd see from a high caliber NBA player. You know, esports is sports too. Webb, go ahead and hold that back in front of the camera. He's putting it on. And you look totally cool, bro.
You know what? I can feel my KD ratio going up.
Can you?
I can.
Confirmed?
Confirmed.
You feel your coolness going down?
You're like reverse Winter Soldier right now.
Yeah. That's one way to look at it. So, yeah, I can feel my circulation being compressed already.
I don't know how I feel. I tried the compression sleeve for a little while. I mean, it did feel cool to wear it. I put it on. I'm like, yeah, I'm going to game hard. And I lost every single match. It wasn't for me. But then I'm like, I believe in like, you know, with the
superstition.
So yeah. I was like, it's superstition. Took it off, started winning. So while I can't vouch for wearing those, the glasses, though.
They do have the glasses. Yes.
And they look good. They help your eyes. They protect them from that glare.
It takes the blue light out. Yeah, I really want to try those.
Yeah, I want to try those as well. Also on the show, he's been sitting very patient. Look at him. He's on the stream now. Look at his beautiful face. Look at him, so cheery this time of year. Aaron Carter, how you doing?
I am on cloud nine, because literally while you were doing Webb's introduction, I have been gaming a little on my phone here.
Oh, I'm glad to see your focus.
Yeah, oh no, I was focused.
You didn't sound like you were on cloud nine.
I was focused. Yeah, it's a little frustrating. The game is a little frustrating, but I just beat the high score, so I'm extremely happy. and yeah, will we call ourselves Corporate Shields now?
Yeah.
Yep.
Show us your dope shirt, bro.
So, I have the I don't know what you call the blended gray Mainframe.
Heather gray.
Gunmetal.
Is that what they call it? Heather gray?
No, I think mine's Heather gray.
So then what's mine?
Heather gray sounds gray. Like a porn star.
Mine's is, I guess mine's, it does actually, yeah.
No, that's G-R-A-Y. This is G-R-E-Y.
I guess mine's safe. Is gunmetal.
Yeah, that's gunmetal gray.
Much better.
Yeah, let's do with that one.
50 Shades of Gunmetal Gray.
Exactly.
And we're back to the porn star.
Gun porn. Yeah, no, it's. I'm glad to be chilling out. Yeah.
I am too. Actually, yeah. Like, I need more good shirts. I don't go and buy myself good shirts, mm-hmm. So this is how I attain good shirts.
And I'm not chilling out. I'm not saying this because they're our sponsor, But this shirt's actually really comfortable.
Yeah. No lie, it is.
It's not even chafing my nipples like normal shirts.
Who else is on the show, Corey? Yeah,
I was making people wait because I'm very excited about this show. As you guys know, Video Game Bang will be at the SAC Gamers Expo this weekend. We're doing the show live. It's going to be a great show. It was last year. It was an amazing show. Probably my favorite of last year. We'll have our live podcast going on at noon. High noon for those of you who play Overwatch.
It's high noon.
Oh man!
But
if they announce us like that, that'd be awesome.
Oh yeah. Man, that'd be great.
Well, now they have to.
Now they have to. We'll make it happen. But these guys are also going to be guesting at the show. They were there last year. It's actually kind of how most of us started working together. I think mm-hmm. that's how me and Rich met.
Yeah.
Starting off, we have YouTube sensation, toy reviewer, cosplayer extraordinaire, Mr. Seaneth Long.
What up, big kids? I'm feeling the bang, the video game bang right now. So, really happy to be here. Oh, wait, this is a PG show or PG 30?
Oh, no, it's rated.
No rating.
Oh,
okay. this is the hard bang.
Yeah, this is Twitch late night.
Oh, Twitch.
NR17? What is
I
it called?
I feel the Twitch in my balls. I mean, what?
All right.
All right. Moving right
on. He ran with
after
that.
Dark. Oh,
yeah, let's pull that
Sean at night.
Good Lord.
Sean at night. Coming this fall.
Let's pull
I'm
the
happy
rip
to
cart.
Be here, you guys.
Ripcord really quick here.
The hair, Sean. We got to address the hair. You're looking like Spider-Man 3. Like
dude,
Peter Parker.
I had this hair before Spider-Man 3, man. That shows you how
Is there a symbiote hiding in your house somewhere?
Yeah, the symbiote was 2016 because it's been a crappy year.
Oh, no.
It really has. You know,
it's been a lot of good things happen this year, but man, overall, and we could talk about that, me and Rich, about YouTube. YouTube's not been good to us in 2016, man. A lot of great movies, a lot of great games, but not a great year for YouTube, man.
It's going to be a downer show, guys.
I know. Yeah, so we're just going to talk about, death and the election and all the down stuff. And come to SAC Gamers Expo.
Wow.
SAC Gamers Expo. We're going to end the year right. Also joining us on the show, he's a veteran of the Video Game Bang. This is his third or fourth episode, maybe fifth, sixth?
Maybe fifth.
Because you've been on our Christmas show as well.
Oh, yeah.
Rich Alvarez from Stupid Mario Brothers.
Hello, Video Game Bangers. Rich Alvarez is back, and I'm ready to get in your face with my opinion. Yeah.
With your what?
My opinion.
Opinion. Oh, okay, enunciation.
That could have been really dirty.
The way Sean's going,
I'm
going to
get in your face
happening.
With some
face with my opinion.
Well, it's always good having you guys on here. You guys are very well established in the YouTube community. You guys have been doing it for a long time.
Sean, long time.
Anyway, you were just loaded and ready for that. Believe it or not, we didn't practice.
This is why I drink Starbucks coffee. No, I'm just kidding. I wish Starbucks would sponsor me. I would save a lot of money.
Please sponsor us, Starbucks.
What do you guys have planned for SAC Gamers Expo?
Oh, it's going to be a blast just like last year. In fact, it's like two or three times the scale of last mm-hmm. year. Yes, I'm hello. I'm in the mic. We had Black Nerd Comedy last year, Andre.
He'll be here this year too, by the way.
Yes, he'll be here
Wilson.
Too. I was just about to say
that. Oh, sorry. I didn't mean to.
No. We're going to be doing this together.
Yes.
Katie Wilson, they do Kingdom Geek together. Mm-hmm. She's going to be there. It's going to be a blast. And there's 10 other guests. They just all of a sudden joined at the same time.
It's going to be Katie's first time there.
Yeah,
right?
Katie's first time very there, first time in Sacramento.
First time in Sacramento.
Oh, yeah.
You feel welcome, man.
Yeah, I know, yeah, we definitely got to. Katie's really cool. I actually just saw Andre and Katie on Monday. I drove down to L.A. for a show, Shedai, which is going to – it's a Hulu original. It just premiered. I think it actually premieres tonight, yeah.
Ooh.
But thank you. It was a movie pilot that sent me there. But, we were talking about SAC Gamers Expo. They're really excited.
Awesome.
Andre loves coming to Sacramento. He misses Sacramento, so really excited to see all you guys. So if you haven't seen Andre in a long time and you don't go down to L.A., you're in Northern California, this will be the way to meet him, Katie, Rich, the Video Game Bang guys, me, I guess, because I'm around the Bay Area too much. But you've seen Sean Long. But Andre and Rich, oh, yeah, and the Video Game Bang guys, oh, man, it's going to be a banging time.
Andre was great. He did our show last year. Mm-hmm. We did the podcast live. One of my favorite moments of Video Game Bang, just because of this, the audience that event brought in was just golden for what we were doing.
Mm-hmm.
Had a lot of fun with that. You guys kind of let off saying YouTube has been kind of bad.
Yeah.
And not
That's
in that
understatement of the year.
We're not in that space whatsoever. So help us understand, like, what's going on with YouTube.
Oh man, well, what's going on is that their algorithm sucks, and they keep changing things for the worse, apparently. Me and Rich, we've been like, you know, talking about this for a while.
Yeah.
Especially 2016, it's been the worst. Like, you know, me and Rich have made a living off of YouTube for many, many years, but this is the first time, at least for me, I think for you now, like, where it's, yeah, like, you know, our revenue stream hasn't been steady at all, and it's not like we're doing anything like really drastically different. We totally like, oh, we're not talking about video games or toys anymore. We're like, you know, making it, well, even with your cooking stuff, I think it's great. Like, you know, I don't think like Rich doing cooking stuff, or if I do venture off to different things, it's like, oh, we just lost like half of our audience and half of our revenue. It's something with how they've been changing things with the algorithm and people. It's really hard for people to see the videos. And then also another thing, I just talked to my friend Chartimus Prime about this, who's also dealing with the same problem. Heard about that they're selling ads to all these every company out there, like movie studios and, you know, whatever, any commercial ad you see there, for like half the price that they get. So in turn, that makes us lose half the money, even though we have more subscribers and views than we probably did, like, you know, years ago. What do you think, Rich?
I mean, I agree. I've been saying it for, you know, the last year, 2 years. It's not YouTube anymore. It's ThemTube. It has gone completely corporate. Google makes offers that benefit the big companies. The small, now ma and pa YouTube channels of old are suffering, and most of them have actually given up in lieu of these bigger companies. Now, the way the algorithm works is really terrible. Mm-hmm. It does tend to favor. It does tend to favor outside of the United States a little bit more for some reason. So you'll notice that there's like these British vlog boys. They're like, I'm gonna have a good shave today, and they'll get like a million views on shaving. Yes. You know, and like I'm like, you know, making like a series production, and it's like, you know, getting squandered by all of these like stupid, you know, I don't even know what to call it, fluff on YouTube. The algorithm, what happened was Google implemented this brilliant algorithm in 2012 that they thought would get rid of all of the like thumbnails, the sex thumbnails, and mm-hmm. all of the stuff that they thought was not worth the, you know, all the clickbait.
Right. Yeah.
But what has ended up happening is it's gone full circle, because the people that do that are now finding ways to make the new algorithm benefit them anyway.
Yeah.
So over the last 4 years, it has come back, and now since money has gotten more involved, those are the people that are now making the money.
Yep.
I have tripled my production over the last 18 months. I'm doing 5 shows a week. I'm doing a cooking show. I'm doing a traveling show, Alvarect. I'm still doing Stupid Mario. I do commentaries. I do trailer reactions. I do a video every day, and I'm making one third of what I made in 2014 mm-hmm. when I only did one video a week.
Holy crap.
Yeah, it's the worst. And also another thing I added that I noticed, and that YouTube, unless you are like the million or more subscriber, like big channels like the Jenna Marbles or the PewDiePies and the ones that actually have like the YouTube Red shows, everything that is promoted on YouTube on the main like homepage, what used to be like just the general YouTube community of like not only like the big YouTubers, but just like it could have been anyone. It could have been me, Rich, or even people that just like just a viral hit. But now it's just like, oh, the new Star Wars Rogue One trailer. It's, oh, let's promote like, you know, the election, or when it was during the election. Or yeah, it's always what's trending, but it's like literally stuff that's like in big media, like movies, TV shows, like, you know, current events. It's not anything that's actually in the YouTube community anymore that is really hurting right. people like me and Rich
and
a lot.
Now we know that those corporations are actually paying to get their yes. names on the trending mm-hmm. and so that they just become the trending. You know?
Yeah.
What's trending isn't always trending. Like Ethan of H3H3 mm-hmm. did a test
yeah,
with that. He
I saw
showed,
that.
He was like, why is this Disney video trending when it only has 5,000 views? But over the course of 10 hours, of course, then it got to a million views because it was
because
on trending.
Because it was yes. trending.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you guys mentioned YouTube Red. Do you think that they're trying to move focus away from like the independent channels and go towards like the paid subscription.
Yeah,
of course, of course.
Yeah, and that also hurts people like me and Rich a lot, because that was not only the algorithm, but like YouTube Red, like whereas that does help those YouTubers or right. like the bigger production YouTube channels. Yeah, like that in turn takes away money from us, that the revenue they would have gotten if like you get have YouTube Red, which by the way. Being a big like big on YouTube, not big on YouTube, but like a big supporter of YouTube. I don't have YouTube Red because I think it's a ripoff. I like the fact that it's more than Netflix is just crazy to me.
I didn't realize it was more than Netflix. Holy
it's like,
crap!
It's like $15 a month. It's crazy.
That's insane.
But, yeah, like the thing about YouTube Red that really boggles my mind is that you know it's trying to support original content for these YouTubers like the Matt Packs and the you know PewDiePies or
the big names.
But then in turn it takes away revenue for anyone that's like more independent, like me and Rich, or like just anyone who wants to start out. So like because you're watching those channels, like now even though they give us earnings, it's like maybe $5, which we could have easily gone in like hundreds or something like that. You know.
So you guys don't see any revenue from YouTube Red. It's only the YouTube Red shows that get the revenue from the subscription.
Well, I mean, like, they mostly get the money, but, like, we get some earnings from YouTube Red, but it's, like, so it's like scraps.
Right, if someone happened to be on YouTube Red and just looked up a normal YouTube video like ours, then we might get a small little bit. But, you know, it's a real shame because the what people are like, oh, Rich, you know, you should do a YouTube Red show, you know, be great. Be like, yeah, that'd be great if YouTube wanted to give me $1 million because that's what they did with PewDiePie and MatPat. Mm-hmm. YouTube gives them, well, they gave MatPat $10 million for his YouTube Red show.
Yeah.
It's the same thing. Just like it was like 5 years ago, they gave Philip DeFranco over $2 million to start the his news channel. What's
yeah,
it called?
SourceFed.
SourceFed. And so he was able to start an entirely new channel called SourceFed, which now makes more money for him than his regular Philip DeFranco channel.
Of course.
And YouTube paid for it because Google, when Google took over YouTube in 2008, they took a few years to transform it into their YouTube, again, them-tube.
Mm-hmm.
They chose their top 100, 200 YouTubers, not even the top YouTubers at the time. They just picked the ones that they felt would have a good demographic over time and, you know, like a good group of kids, you know, and everything, you know.
Teenagers with attitude.
Yeah, and those are the ones that they gave the money. I mean, there was a time where in 2009, I was in the top 200 YouTubers.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden, I wasn't because my videos were no longer being the most searched for videos. They weren't showing up. But you used to type in Super Mario, and I'd be the first thing for years. And now I'm not, you know.
Yeah.
It's you know, something that MatPat did or something that PewDiePie's
done.
So
is it time to jump ship or what's going on? What are you guys doing to adjust now? We're established on what the problem is.
Well,
and I think that the part of the problem too is that like even just what I've been doing with social media becoming so dog eat dog, like before if you upload your video to YouTube and then you then share that onto Facebook, Facebook's going to give you really terrible like throughput because they want you to upload natively to Facebook.
Yeah.
And they're going to, so those posts are going to be put higher. Facebook Live is even higher than that. And then Twitter is starting to do the same thing. If you share a video into Twitter, it doesn't autoplay. You know, you have to click on the link, then go to YouTube. Mm-hmm. But if you upload natively to Twitter, it'll just play in the feed and then people are more likely to click on it. So you're kind of getting boned from your other social medias
too. No, it's true. Yeah, I noticed that too about Facebook for a while is that, like you have to pay to promote your actual YouTube video, but then if you want to upload that, you can not only like get great views and not have to pay for it, they'll actually pay you if it gets good views. But going into what you were saying, like a lot of us, like, you know, Patreon's like the big thing. Like I feel bad. I wish I was a female cosplayer because I'd be okay right now. Because you know, I think I'd be a good looking female cosplayer, but I don't think anyone's gonna pay for my prints or let alone for my cosplay or even my YouTube channel. It's really hard to like right now because as being a toy guy right now, even though I do cosplay and I do other things, it's, you know, when you do what I do for so long on YouTube, and a lot of us like on YouTube, they think people like us make millions of dollars or hundreds of thousands of dollars. It's not even like that. I'm just, you know, happy that I can pay my bills and like, you know, go to a convention and get like a hot toy or whatever. But, you know, it's hard to tell people, okay, now I'm doing not so great, you guys. YouTube is literally, I'm making less than half of what I made last year. Can you help support my channel by, like, here, like, I'll give you a perks on Patreon. But the problem with that too is, like, not only it becomes like a YouTube red for all us independent people. It's like you're literally, you know, and then you have to compete with your fellow friends. It's like, oh, I want, like, to tell people to support me on Patreon, but also but make sure you support Rich and then Video Game Bang, and then in turn you're paying like 25, 50 bucks to just support people at one time. You were okay just watching your videos, and that's what sucks about it. But and then the other thing is just finding sponsorships, finding other things you can do, you know, with working with other companies, or in turn doing like what I have to even do right now is like working like part-time jobs. It just, that's the way it's been working now, it's sadly. But like, what about you, Rich?
I mean, yeah, Patreon, you know, and I, you know, I this is the, hey, you know what, if I could have been a good-looking female cosplayer, you know,
you would have been, man. Like, you would have been hot, dude.
I would have known exactly how to run that prince. Patreon.
I'll buy your prince now. You're a good-looking Mario, man.
Oh yeah. Unfortunately, I'm not female or a cosplayer or good-looking. But yeah, Patreon is a thing. You know, I give out posters of the show, of Stupid Mario, and I also do little things like, hey, you know, you could do like a voice in my video, and I forgot. Yeah, Jackie's the one that runs the Patreon on my. but yeah, there's a lot of the cool stuff on there. But yeah, overall, I wish I didn't have to do it. You know, I wish that YouTube would just do its thing and allow us to, you know, allow people to just click on ads and free entertainment. Other than Patreon, yeah, I'm doing odd jobs too. I try to get voice work where I can. I'm the narrator of somebody's Batman show on YouTube, and I just email them that, and doing a couple other odd voice things. Trying to get into voice acting, because that's where I feel like I will excel and not get crippled like on YouTube.
Yeah, actually, my buddy John Bailey, who is a voice actor, also is voice out on his trailers. He has a YouTube channel. He has, just like us, like, you know, over 100-something thousand subscribers. But yeah, he's like, he makes like a few hundred, and he's the freaking voice of Honest Trailers. He's been in video games like XCOM and XCOM 2 and Dishonored 2. He's in so many things, the Machinima Transformers series, but yet on his freaking YouTube channel, he can't even make like more than a few $100. That's freaking John Bailey, and I feel bad for him. Everyone's check out John Bailey's YouTube channel, John 3.0. John,
if you guys Bailey, listen to the film Lossifers, he does the intro for
yeah.
the show.
Yeah.
That was a pretty good pull by them. Aaron, what do you have to add to this conversation? Because you're an aspiring vlogger at this point.
Well, I just kind of vlog because I like
You like the attention.
Yeah, like the storytelling of it all. I mean, that's why I'm in it, you know. I'm wondering, is YouTube in this mindset of we're going to start acting like a TV company?
I think it's like a network.
So this could be like their ultimate plan of just weeding out anything that they don't want you to kind of like to care too much about. Like,
oh, yeah.
You said you were in the top 200 at first, right?
Yeah.
And slowly you just notice that it just dwindled down and everything like that. So now they have their, you know, Mat Pat Mario or whatever. That's the show that they want. That's, you know, what they're going to put their money behind. So they have a news station. If they want, you know, DeFranco to be that, they're going to put their money behind that. And then eventually, I don't know, like if it got really, really bad, you can see it going to where YouTube now is just five channels.
And yeah, it's just yeah, that's what network.
I think official licensing is going to become a thing here within the next year or so. Yeah. Even you know, you're not going to, not everybody's just going to be able to make a YouTube channel anymore. Yeah. Now it's like you're going to have to like pay a premium per year for it.
When that starts,
that's
prime. You know, it's prime time for somebody to create something new.
Yeah,
like, but it won't be. I don't think whatever comes next, the next tube or whatever. Won't be.
Let's not call it next year.
Yeah, whatever. I'm not the marketing guy.
The writers can figure that out.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, we're already starting to see a reverse here. You know, we were getting paid for our YouTube videos. Now we have a Patreon to supplement what they're not paying, and we're seeing less and less revenue. And then it's like on every video you see, it's like, would you like to promote this video? Would you like to promote this video? And I do that once in a while. I pay YouTube to try to get the audience that I'm actually supposed to have, because that's all that promote does.
Do you think it's because it's like a, you know, a buyer's market or a seller's market at this point right now. Because like before, like Facebook, I think, because I like to try and like role play. You know, you can ask my wife.
Really into role play. You had to make it weird.
I know.
We're all looking
fine,
at each other,
and right? Then you had to.
I'm just into role play. I like to put myself in the
Are
shoes.
Are you a blood elf?
Oh, don't go. Don't ask him details about his role playing.
Oh, I'll give you all the details. Oh, God. No, so I like to like try and put myself in the shoes of a Sean Long or Rich Alvarez and say, what would I do knowing that YouTube is, you know, shit in the bed right now? What would I do to...
It's doing a little bit more than that.
Oh, man.
And my first instinct was, well, Facebook, because everyone's on Facebook, but, you know, you could upload content all day to Facebook, but they don't have any kind of monetization. I mean, they don't put ads on anything, but you can't make money off Facebook.
It's a weird thing right now. I'm here on Facebook because I've actually talked to some YouTuber friends of mine. They said that if you upload natively to Facebook first and it does well natively, like it'll actually put ads for you after it does a certain level and stuff, so you can actually make money off of Facebook, but it's like after like the fact. You won't be like right away. It has to do good after the fact. It's not like all this hindrances of like, oh, you're sharing a YouTube video, so it's like you have to pay to promote. So they won't do the whole pay promote. It'll just be like out there, and if people see it naturally and it does well, then they'll give you money. But yeah, that I don't know how well that is. I don't know if it's like, because the thing about Facebook too, it's like even with the likes, you know, it's like it's really hard. Like, you know, I only have like 8,000, almost 9,000 Facebook likes, but yet I'm like have, you know, 226,000 subscribers. It's like that's how it is for a lot of YouTubers. It's like, you know, unless it's opposite for cosplayers, like their YouTube channels are very low, but unless you're Jessica Negri and stuff, but yet their Facebooks and Instagrams are like hundreds of thousands, because I guess that's Facebook and Instagram are way better for cosplay than it is for YouTubers.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, even if you uploaded to Facebook and you had like that, I don't know, like maybe if like, okay, maybe if you are a female cosplayer uploading a tutorial or anything, like just a vlog, I bet you would do better on Facebook than YouTube.
I feel like we're just like living in the age of the female cosplayer, right?
Yes. I know. It's just like we're literally surrounded by them.
Are we?
I mean, they can only go so far though, right?
Yeah, there are. I mean, we went over this on the show when we were first getting into Twitch a lot, because, you know, a lot of people, you know, they'll try and stream to Twitch for like a couple months, not get as the amount of success that they have in their head, and then they'll just start blaming it on boob streamers. But I mean, let's face it, you know, over 90% of women have boobs. I mean, I think that's fact. And
I'm pretty sure that is.
And yes. A lot of them stream, but a lot of them aren't as popular as you'd expect. I mean, there's, you know, maybe on a ratio scale, you know, they acquire a little bit more attention, but they're not all what's her name, Casey Trons.
And when we looked at the hard numbers.
Yeah, we actually
weren't there.
We pulled up a list of the top 10 most successful streamers, and all of them dudes. And actually, the number one didn't even show his face.
Didn't even have a cam. Yeah,
didn't have a cam or show his face.
Number one, we don't even know if it's male or female. I thought.
Yeah,
because they don't.
He could be an automated robot.
They don't talk.
Well. Yeah, being a female cosplayer isn't everything, but I think that if you have like this, you know, fantastic attitude and like you're just fun, I mean, that can only help, you know. So
I mean, it's a jump. The pretty face and, you know, nice body and everything like that.
It's like a boost.
It's a boost. Yeah, you get that splurge, but then it's like a
there has to be substance.
Yeah, especially on Twitch.
Yeah, especially on like things like even with Jessica Negri, the reason why she's so popular on YouTube is because her videos are very funny and
super
like, very quirky. Yeah. And yeah, I mean, yeah, of course Jessica's hot, but like
she's real.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
See real.
She's real.
Well, oh no, no, well, you know what I mean.
Oh, her personality's great.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I know what you were going there, Corey. I know what you were going there. But
enhance.
That's not what I meant.
But it's true. I mean, I won't. But it's true. A lot of female cosplayers, not friends of mine I know personally, but ones that I've seen have YouTube channels, I watch their channel, they are, you know, it's not a lot of substance behind their videos. Like, not a lot of editing, not just like the technical substance, but the actual like having a personality or things to talk about. It's just really, you know, there's some really good ones, and some of them are friends of mine that are just like, they have great attitudes. They really put a lot in their videos, and it's like they deserve way more subscribers, even like like more so than like other people. But yeah, it's just because you are, you know, hot in like a cosplayer doesn't mean that you'll have success on YouTube and stuff. So yeah, like same with Twitch. It you have to have the personality, you have to have the talent. It's not just pretty face and I can get a good costume, you know.
What do you guys think about nudes at 1 million thing going on right now?
Oh my god, that thing. Oh wow. It's like, can I be? I'll do that. Like, you know, I'll get nude for $1 million. No, I am not ashamed of my body. I was a model at one point. No, no, but I don't. What do you think, Rich?
I mean, people are doing all kinds of ridiculous stuff now just to get the, you know, the attention and the notoriety. I mean, you almost have to.
Yeah.
The way that the algorithm is working now is they want you to get a like within the first 30 seconds of a video, but they want you to watch. They want the algorithm favors videos that are longer than 15 minutes now. So it's like they want somebody to be like, oh, I like this video right away, and then watch the whole thing and then comment on it. Mm-hmm. It's like if they watch a 15-minute video and then like it, that doesn't mean nearly as much as the data of if they liked it within the first 30 seconds. So you see all kinds of videos that are like, hey, before you watch this video, go ahead and give this a like. Yeah. Right now I need 2,000 likes on this video, you know. And it's like, it's ridiculous. It's like, I just, you know, I want to watch a video, not see self-promotion right away, you know. Mm-hmm. But it's like, you have to. They make it so you have to, unless you're somebody who has over 2 million subs, because then they make special you know, they can do all that stuff at the end of their videos, and it's okay for some reason. And yet, YouTube, Google says they don't have a handle on the algorithm, even though that they can do stuff like that.
So it's favoritism for sure.
A couple weeks ago, we talked about PewDiePie deleting his channel. I don't know if you guys have heard that.
Oh yeah, but after like how many, like
50 million?
15 million? Oh, I thought it was like a billion.
Maybe like, yeah, maybe yeah. It was like when he reaches a billion.
Yeah,
because right now he's at like 50 million subs. As guys that are trying to get to that point, I mean, what do you guys think about somebody who's there and he's like, I'll just delete it and start over? I mean,
yeah, well, we know he's crazy, but now I can see he's nuts. No, but I mean, like, I know that PewDiePie, if YouTube went away, he'd be fine in something like working with other companies, sponsorships. Right. And that's the thing. It's like, even with us lower guys, is that we can't really rely on YouTube as a source of income, a stable source of income. It's really like, I just try to find as now, you know, it is an outlet for my videos. I still love making videos, but it's, if, you know, like this last week, like tonight as this podcast is going, I'm doing my first video in like a week, and that's because I was doing other things to making sure I can pay my bills and all these other things. So yeah, it's like, if they want you know, YouTubers, like, that's not just the PewDiePies and Jenna Marbles and all that stuff, to really be here for the long run, they have to give us that, like, you know, at least how it used to be, and like making sure that, like, we can, you know, be stable and stuff like that, like have some sort of, you know, longevity in this, because otherwise, yeah, we're just going to use it. It's like, okay, well, let's work for a media company that's in, I don't know, television or internet or another website that's gonna actually pay us for what we're worth, instead of just like, you know, we have like twice as many subscribers we did like years ago, but yet we're making like not even a third of the money that we made. That's like not even fair, you know.
I think that PewDiePie is like today's version of a child star. He's like today's Macaulay Culkin.
Oh, yeah.
His mom was already the CEO of a major multi-billion-dollar company before he started on YouTube. In fact, her millions of dollars is what helped promote his channel to become what it is. So, I mean, if he dropped out of YouTube completely, then he was already set for life before he ever went to screen. But I think that for him, just like all these child stars we hear about, you know, they came from rich families that, you know, they auditioned their kids for all these movies. In a similar way, his mom pushed him and promoted all of his videos, and he got famous, and then he got up there. He's working with other YouTubers, he's doing the YouTube Red stuff, and he's just, you can just kind of see it, he's tired of it.
Yeah.
He's done with all of it. He's worked way harder than he ever thought he probably had to. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he had to make all these appearances, and you know, I something about him, it's like, you know, I for a long time was like, PewDiePie, you know, whatever. But, you know, I can see that deep down in there's a real person in there.
Yeah.
And I think that he is just, he's desensitized.
He's ready done. To retire.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it takes a lot out of, I know, like, stories, like, with Fred or, like, Lucas, who played Fred, and a lot of the big YouTubers that, you know, it is more so, I think, than even like with television movies and stuff, I think YouTube is a, as much as it's at one point was great, we gotta make YouTube great again. Oh no, sorry, but I hate that I made a Trump joke with that. But anyway, I think that I've seen even people I know personally how much it's drained them and how much it's like, you know, it's so much more abrasive than like other things, because with television shows and movies, the feedback is mostly from critics, like legit critics, and maybe things on Twitter and stuff like that. But really, it's like, and that's only if you search for it. Whereas with YouTube, your videos are like just like a dartboard of like, it could be something like, oh, I love this video too, like, you need to die and go to hell, all that stuff.
Man, it's, so, yeah. It's definitely drained me. I mean, I just put this on my Instagram, mm-hmm. a comparison mm-hmm. picture when I started YouTube and me now. Mm-hmm. I look like this like young, fresh out of high school kid, mm-hmm. and now I'm just like, it's like, looks like I did meth, you know, like, but that's what YouTube did to me, damn it.
Yeah, it's true. It goes back to
you guys need to come over to the podcasting world.
I love to, by the way, I really mean this from the heart. I love doing podcasts. I especially love doing the Video Game Bang or Philosophers podcast, because yeah, you guys are really great and letting us have a voice about this. I really miss doing podcasts. But going back into what we actually talked about on our live panel last year, and also like one of the podcasts, it definitely is something that we wear so many hats in this business, and it is a business. We work harder than a lot of people probably in like other forms of media, because we have to be, you know, the talent, the director, the editor, the promoter and stuff. We're promoting this, and it's so many things. We wish we were like these bigger YouTube channels that can hire a publicist, hire an editor. Like Smosh has like sets a giant team now, and I'm really happy for them.
I thought I'd have my team now. I know. You know, it's just me.
Have you guys thought about putting the chips together though? Because I noticed in Sacramento, there's quite a few, you know, people who've made it pretty far on YouTube, and you know, collaboration is.
Oh yeah,
I mean, I went to ARC with Ian and Anthony. Mm-hmm. I mean, I have tried to contact them. They're mm-hmm. too cool for school, and you know, I've met up with Ryan Higa, and mm-hmm. he was also too cool for school. And then you know, it's like, oh, you only have that many subs. Well, I have, you know, this many. So you know, it's like, I feel like, you know, it's kind of disheartening, because mm-hmm. a lot of people, the way that it works is you think that collaboration should be a no brainer, but yeah. you know, they're like, oh, I've already made it. So
well, I mean, you gotta. The thing is, though, if they're not willing to play ball, then I mean, you just play your own. You make your own team. Then mm-hmm. I mean, you got there's plenty of people that you can network
between the two of you.
Them.
Like,
yeah.
isn't there like 500,000 roughly?
Yeah, I mean, well, yeah. I mean, we've done videos together.
Yeah,
and do those do better than? You know, do they do well?
Sadly, I don't know. That last one we did didn't really do
anywhere. I was really sad that
we did our top 10 action games or
something. Yeah, that's the thing too. It's and I feel bad. Like, you know, even with the level we're at, we're not like, you know, super, like, you know, I know people that are just starting out. They literally only have like 50 subscribers, and I always feel bad, because like we're not.
You're right.
We have 70 guys.
Do we?
More credit? Yeah,
holy shit! When did that happen?
I think maybe even more.
Who's the new guy?
Like,
who's the new guy? We got a new one. Because we know all of our followers by name.
Oh yeah, we do.
My cousin.
There's Jared. There's Jeb.
But
oh no, 145. Sorry.
Oh,
wait. On YouTube?
On YouTube. We have 145.
That yes. is.
And five of those are in this room.
Yes, there you go.
That is 100
Rich
more than
details.
I thought we had. That's 100 more than I thought we had. That's interesting.
Yeah.
You know, I think we can talk about this, and we should. We should get into some, you know, after we turn the cameras off, we should try and figure something out.
Because
we can make YouTube great again. I think it's possible. Should. But we do got to talk about some video game stuff, because it's going down.
Well, this like it's like anything with video game stuff. I feel like, unless you're like IGN, GameSpot, and those channels, or the PewDiePie's, I think unless like you're one of the big streamers like PewDiePie, it's like really hard even like to do streaming, like, because we both do streaming, and I like doing it at least for the fun, like, oh, at least I'm doing something and I'm having fun and just talking to my fans, like, so
yeah.
But yeah, it's gameplay videos or streaming is like very much like that Twitch big YouTube streaming world is not as like, you know, it's not flowing as well for other people like us. And that's what I was trying to get to, is like, for even us people that are in like the mid 100,000 like club, we're not like the very small like people trying to start up, but we're not like the big millions of subscriber people. So it's like we're in this really weird, we're that like, you know, like the big bands that play at the concerts, like the Green Days, like we're that opening local band that's playing. Like,
and now Sean Longer.
Yeah, exactly. So we have the people that will see us.
You guys are the Five Finger Death Punches.
Yeah,
yeah, exactly. We have the people that will see us, but they're but
Coheed
the people,
and Cambria.
Yeah. Oh well, man, you're saying we're Coheed and Cambria, because I take that as a compliment. That's awesome. Thank you. I love your eyes.
Just laugh and nod.
Aaron. Okay, Aaron. Let's put this in Aaron terms.
Anyway,
all right, so if PewDiePie is Dr. Dre,
oh man,
these guys would be
tough, isn't it?
Would be Chingy.
First of all, Chingy's not even Chingy anymore. So that's not even that's not a good reference. But I understand. You're the guys when they're still setting up the seats in the audience.
Yeah. Like, some people haven't even showed up yet.
Exactly.
They don't
yeah.
think it's even worth showing up. We can show up late because the big headliners will play later.
We're still like underground rap battling, you know.
Yeah, exactly. I wouldn't go to those.
Mom Spaghetti.
I wouldn't go to those.
Mom Spaghetti.
Mom Spaghetti. I got to bitch about something real quick. I am mad. I am so mad right now, Aaron. I am pissed.
I'm not going to take it.
I went to forums and I started ranting. I've been all over my social media.
Forums.
This
I know,
is.
Right?
I know. That's how bad it is. I went to forums.
That's like yelling into space. It just
it
goes.
It's
nowhere.
Exactly what's happening.
I needed people to come in and talk me down, because I was about to never play Overwatch again.
The internet is
whoa,
the wrong place for that.
Is it the
what happened?
Is it the Symmetra?
Buff. No. It has to do with season 3 and how they ranked me in the placement matches.
Oh, you're bronze, dude. Aren't you?
I still need to do my placement matches.
No, I'm silver and I'm pissed.
Why?
I've never been a silver.
It's called get better.
No. Aaron, that's bronze, the issue. Man. If I was bad, I could accept it. My placement matches, they make you play 10 of these bad boys.
Yeah.
I hunkered down today and I played 5 of them. And my final results were 7 wins, 2 draws, 1 loss. I think that's pretty damn good. That's a goal.
I didn't count competitive.
That's better than you did. What did they put you at?
Oh man, I've been in bronze, man. Like I love Overwatch, but I didn't get to do season 1. I didn't finish my placement matches for season 1 because like there was a bunch of other games. I think like I forgot what when season 1. It was like some big game, and I was going between that and Overwatch. And season 2, I was in bronze. So yeah, so season 3 I still need to do my placement matches, because I do a lot of the arcade, you know. I'm trying to get my loot boxes, because I'm always for the loot boxes, man.
Yeah.
Competitive is great, but I don't think I'll ever get my golden gun, man. It's like 3,000.
Is anybody else in the room ranked right now?
I haven't even yet. Ever since they've changed quick play to feel like, you know, competitive, like where it's just you're stuck on that one character and everything like that.
I actually like that though.
I have not even touched.
What about you, Rich? Are you ranked yet?
No, I will be doing competitive this weekend. I spent the entirety of last weekend just practicing because I hadn't been on the game in a while.
Okay, so 7 wins, 2 draws, 1 loss. I'm stoked. 5 of those wins came in succession. So I like went on a massive win streak. I was tanking the entire time. I was Reinhardt. My stats are incredible. Like I'm at 4 kills per minute. Or something like that. My KD is like a 3 or something over the course of 10 matches. And they placed me at like 1,900 silver. And
well, there you go.
In my last season, I was gold. I placed at gold, doing worse in my placement matches. Other people that I've talked to from Energy did way worse than me and got up into mid gold. And I just don't want to work my way up the ladder.
So then don't.
I'm not. I think I'm done. I think I'm done with this competitive season, because silver is shit. Every time I play in like a match that has silvers in it, they don't know what to do. They don't know have any the slightest clue as to a good team comp. They're usually toxic.
Well, see, the thing is, with competitive mode in any game that I've played, I don't like doing it at all unless I have a team. Like, I know a group of people that I'm going to play with consistently.
At so least two. At least if I go in with me and somebody else.
And that's even kind of iffy with Overwatch, as a matter of fact. But there's things.
But at least you have one other person.
There's X factors in Overwatch that they do not give you points for. at all. I just played with your cousin the other night, and she literally, we were about to, I was about to quit. I was about to back us out of the match because we were losing, right? We were two games down.
Oh, you had League of Legends on the game, weren't you?
I was like, the team that me and her were on, they just weren't holding their own. And me and her were, like, carrying, if anything, right?
Yeah.
So we were literally seconds away. I had pressed start and was about to just leave, back out. And she saved the match. And then we came back and won the whole set, the whole thing.
Right.
So the one thing that she did, she's not going to get any bonus points for that. They're not going to recognize how she was that X factor into us winning the whole game. Like, so you're not going to see that. You're just going to see, you know, stats on kill to death ratio, how much time you spend in the objective and stuff like that. But her, whoever she, you know, was with, and her getting back to that objective, keeping the overtime going, and then having the rest of the team being able to get there to wipe them, and then us coming back and winning game after game, they won't put that. That X factor is gone. So,
yeah. I guess that's the answer. I think what I've gathered from that is, and from what Webb was saying earlier, is that in the lower, if you get ranked lower, it should be easier to battle your way out if you can get in a squad of like four.
Yeah, get a solid team.
If you get a solid team together and play with people, chances are in the lower, in the silver anyways, you'll probably smash a lot of people.
That's one thing too, like in the
And if you don't, then you know you're in the right place.
Yeah.
Exactly. Like I looked up this issue as you were talking about it, and you're not the only one about this. I mean, 5 seconds after the season started, you had people going into forums and they were complaining about it. And the article I'm reading is reminding us, we talked about this, you know, a few months back, that they're leaning towards keeping things more. When you start out, you're going to be on the lower level of what you think you should be, because so last season they had an issue with too many people were starting at gold, and then all of a sudden they're ending in like bronze, and they're like, what the crap happened? Well, they shouldn't have even been in gold in the first place. So what they're doing now is you're starting out lower, and then if you're a good enough player, you're move up quickly.
Yeah, that's fine as long as
they're still balancing.
They can counterbalance that with personal stats too.
That's what they really should include.
Because sometimes I'll go on a tear in a game, but then you get, you know, accused of being a glory hound if you're just going for kills and not being on the objective. So they got a lot of shit to balance.
There's a lot of balancing going on.
One quick thing I want to add to that, because I've been doing competitive like for the last like month or so. I do notice one thing that is annoying is that I've had people on my team, like a person, drop out of the match, and you literally have to play the match with five people against six. I've had two matches where that happened. One, we still won, which was amazing. I was like, oh my god, this is the greatest thing. We won with only five, because they don't do where they do with quick play where they'll have backfill. Yeah, it's like literally, it's like, okay, well, you're stuck. This match, I think they score it differently, I think, if that happens. But it still, like, sucks when you're, like, trying to, like, especially when you're playing defense and you have five people fighting against six. It really sucks. It's like the worst thing. It's like, this is not even fair. Why is this match even happening? It's like, if there's more than, like, one person that drops out, they'll stop it. It's like, okay, sorry, this match is... we're done. We'll do a new match with 6-on-6 again. But I really hate that if one team loses one person, they'll still continue the match. That's like not fair on either side, you know.
Aaron, what are your thoughts on this? I mean, you haven't even really gotten your hands dirty.
Like
yet.
I said, I don't think I'll do the competitive. The quick play is fun and competitive enough for me, and ranking and, you know, silver, bronze, and all that stuff doesn't really hold weight with me.
Well, plus you're playing on PlayStation, so it doesn't really hold weight.
Well,
anyway.
You started on
PlayStation. What do you mean, dude? What do you mean? I play on PlayStation. What are you saying?
But it's just, bragging rights, if it was me versus the whole world, that's one thing. I'm trying to be the best there ever was. Right?
Okay, Ash.
Exactly. But it's a team-based thing.
Overwatch.
So if it's a team thing, then
I want
four people.
Gotta
five people with me. So
a payload.
Which nobody ever does. They just run around.
I do, man. Nobody
does.
By the way, I love that Sombra points that out in her one of her voice clips. It's like, I'm escorting the payload. Let's make sure we stick to it. You know, like, I love Sombra.
Oh, I haven't heard that one.
Yeah. Oh,
that's
man.
Awesome.
That's why I love playing as Sombra. She'll actually point it out. It's like, let's make sure we actually stick with it.
I like how they're trolling their own players
with
that.
Yeah, they really need to include personal points in there somehow, especially that they've announced the league, you know, for next year.
Yeah.
Like, I'm, like, super jazzed for that, but, like, the way, I mean, I already think, you know, that's, you got to be the top 20 in the United States to even make that, but there's no way that they're,
PC.
Any of us would even have a chance at that the way that it is set up right now. They really need to get their shit together.
Yeah.
Blizzard.
Yeah. Which brings us to our next segment.
Who's definitely walking.
Bang, brain, brain, bang. Brain, bang, brain. You brain, bang, brain, bang, brain. You vote on Twitter, then we brain bang. Yes, that is the brain bang
YouTubers leaving.
Question of the week.
Love it.
We asked this on the Energy Esports Twitter. Today's question was, what costume do you want to see in the Overwatch Christmas event? So now, this has been the news I'm excited for. I'm very happy that on next Tuesday, the 13th, they're going to release a new update, much like the Halloween one. We're getting Christmas updates with a bunch of new skins, emotes, sprays. They're going to cover some of the maps in snow. It's going to be Blizzard does a good job.
Are we going to get another event like the
From what I heard, there's going to be one.
Okay.
From what I heard, there's going to be an event. So the options were Santa Torb, which I think is the only one that's confirmed at this point.
I thought he would be a better elf, but that's just me. But
wow. Just because he's short?
Man. Oh, no. He's just like, he has that elf mentality, too. He's like very disgruntled.
Oh, and he builds and things. Like, I can see that.
Reinhardt, I think, would be a better Santa.
We had Reindeer Tracer or the Abominable Roadhog.
Yeah, see, that's what I was saying. Roadhog would be a Frosty, man.
I could see him being an Abominable Roadhog.
Or Frosty the Snowman. That'd be awesome.
The other one was, of course, Other. And we had a lot of great Other suggestions.
Well, I have some great Others, too.
9% of you voted Other, and some of the highlights were like Yeti Winston. Would be fun.
Yeti Winston.
Oh, yeah, that would be cool.
Dude, yeah, Yeti. Oh, my God, I didn't even think of that thing.
There was a... one was a little kind of out there. He wanted one of Genji with a wrapping paper tube sword, and then he throws wrapping bows, and his armor is a Christmas onesie.
Awesome.
Interesting. I don't see that happening, but that would be kind of cool if that happened. I don't see that.
I got to tell you guys my ideas after this. It's like,
oh, we'll go around the table.
Written down?
I actually posted this, like, my ideas of what I'm hoping will happen and stuff on Facebook, so yeah.
One that I thought was very clever was, what do they call those? The Nutcracker? Like a Nutcracker Soldier 76.
Yeah.
That would be great. Yeah, that's another good one. I can't think of that.
But then someone took it to the next level and said that they can make Junkrat the Rat King.
Oh, yeah. I have a good one for Junkrat, though. So.
Yeah.
Some of the other very good ones. There was like a Grinch Reaper.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know about Grinch Reaper.
Well, I have a better
Maybe
one
the Ghost
Reaper.
Of Christmas Past.
Dude, that's what it was.
Oh, really?
Yeah. A feature. Ghost of Christmas feature.
Okay. And but on to the ones that people voted for, and then we'll go around the table and say what ones we like. 28% of you guys said Abominable Roadhog, which is my personal favorite.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
I created that one for the poll. And
but what is he throwing?
What do you mean, what's he throwing? For the hook?
Yeah.
I don't know. Snow.
Have it be ice.
He's going to randomly just put fur on him. I don't care.
Yeah.
You don't need to justify everything, do you?
Ice to meet you. Look, they do that. They put that detail in all of them, though.
Have it be
when has Frankenstein ever thrown a hook at somebody?
No. But if you look at the design of it, I'm saying.
Oh, okay. Reindeer Tracer. Santa Torb at 31%.
Mm-hmm.
And 32% was Reindeer Tracer. I could totally see them doing that. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, making her Dasher or something like that.
Or Rudolph.
Mm-hmm. Or Rudolph. A nose, ears, it's done.
So what do you think, Webb? What do you want to see?
I'm thinking a Mrs. Claus Mercy.
Dude,
that's
May.
What I was saying. That was one of my...
It'll be the newest cosplay sensation.
Yeah. Well, no, because you see how successful the witch was with Mercy. I could see them doing the sexy Mrs. Claus for Mercy.
Anna would be a good Mrs. Claus, too. She's Anna, like the older Mrs. Claus,
Yeah.
Now, why does it have to be a sexy Mrs. Claus? Just
kidding. Well, yeah, sexy Mrs. Claus.
You're the one saying if I was a female cosplayer.
Hey.
Yeah. What do you think, Aaron? What do you want to see?
I want to see that Nutcracker soldier.
That's the one you're hyped
about? Yeah, that's I don't
that's
want anything
about,
else.
Yeah.
I want that one. That seems like it's the best fit. So,
what do you think, Sean?
Oh, man. Okay.
Go ahead. Go through your list.
This is my list. This is what I'm hoping we'll see. besides Santa Torbjorn, I would love to see Reinhardt as Santa Claus, because when he's not in the helmet, he has the beard and the white hair, and that'd be amazing, like a giant like Santa.
Based off just name alone, though, he needs to be a reindeer.
Oh, Oh my god!
Right,
dude, that's a good one too, though.
Aaron, you don't look very pleased with that one.
No, he's just Nutcracker soldier. That's all he wants.
Reindeer, though.
Yeah,
reindeer, bro.
Yeah, but he's like German, so you can play some with Krampus or something in there.
Okay, what else you got, Sean?
But besides the Mrs. Claus, either Mercy or Anna, I put Torbjorn as an elf because it's just hilarious. Because
he's short and you're shortest.
Exactly. And then Junkrat, I think, would be a better Jack Frost. I think.
Ooh, yeah. Actually, yeah.
The sharp features that he has, that'd be good.
And then I hope Roadhog, besides the Abominable Snowman, was Frosty's snowman. I just looked at his body type. It's like he totally is a snowman. Man.
People
then,
were saying he should be Santa too because he's got the belly.
Oh, well, yeah, but Reinhardt, I think, would be better Santa. I just like I do with like Reinhardt without his helmet, and he looks like Santa to me. And he was like that
jolly voice.
Yeah, exactly. So, and then Reaper would be the Ghost of Christmas future. You know, like, because I was watching Christmas Carol, and, like, it's totally Reaper. And then I thought the funniest one would be McCree as Jesus.
Yes!
They won't touch that one.
No.
Yeah, they won't touch that one.
It's Jesus Christ.
Everybody, I don't think we'll get that one at all.
Shooting everybody.
Everybody gets up.
I think that Lucia would have a great, like, Kwanzaa skin, and May would have a great holiday skin, too.
Yeah,
the Brazilian Kwanzaa skin, hilarious.
They could just do the whole nativity scene with all the characters.
Yeah, I think that'd be great. It's like, what do you think? Let's break it down. You know, the Last Supper.
Terrible. What's yours, Rich?
The Last Supper.
You know, first of all, I just hope that everybody actually gets a costume this time.
Nope.
You know,
The
whole team, come on. But mostly, I would love to see.
It should happen for Halloween, but it won't happen for Christmas.
I would love to see Soldier 76 as Scrooge, you know?
Yeah, that'd be a great one too.
He's already grumpy. Get these jokers off my points.
Or Jacob Marley, too, like with the chains.
Oh, yeah.
That'd be cool, man.
Get these jokers off my chains.
What game mode do you think they're going to bring out? Because they had Lucio Ball. They had the little horde mode for Halloween. Like,
I hope it's another horde mode. That was a lot of fun.
That was so good. I wish
Reindeer
they
races. Come on.
Races? Oh, yeah. With Tracer? I mean, I could see that. That'd be kind of cool.
Yeah,
I don't know. Usually the characters...
Escort the sled. Like, escort, like, Santa's sleigh. That'd be amazing.
Oh, if they change them all to sleds, that'd be kind of cool.
That'd be so cool if it's Santa's sleigh. Oh, my
Put
God.
Put snow in all the levels.
Yeah, from the North Pole to, like, I don't know, a city, like, to deliver presents. Oh, my God, and it's delivering presents as you're, like, escorting the payload. That'd be amazing. Okay.
We should work at Blizzard.
I know.
The data miners have already pulled out certain things. Yeah. And what they said was that the only character that's getting, like, legit one of everything is Torb.
Yeah. So he deserves it, man. He didn't get anything for the Halloween one.
True. And there's already been images of him as Santa. So he's probably, if they're going to, like they did with Halloween, Junkenstein, you know, Junkrat was the one who got like one of everything.
Yeah.
And he was the star of that, you know, segment. So whatever they do, they'll utilize Torb. So turrets will probably play some sort of role. I don't know. Well, that is the noise of the ending of the show.
Oh,
we were loaded show.
Already?
And we could stick around after. We like to stick around after and play with the audience. Hey, Maid of Might is in the chat. What's up, girl?
Hey,
she's
what's up?
Disappointing in the lack of butts in the stream.
Well,
I told her we'd moon.
She's not here, so all the butts are gone.
Butts.
We
could do the Tracer butt. Cheers, love.
While she's here, she's reminding me she is going to be remind us what convention you're at. I know it's going to be in Florida. She's going to be in Florida this week, and that is why she will not be with us at the Sat Gamers Expo. But fear not, we will still be there in full force with Rich Alvarez, Sean Long, Andre Meadows, Katie Wilson, the Nintendo PlayStation will be there. Mm-hmm. And very important to note that if you are a competitive gamer, our good friend Jason Gist will be running all the tournaments for the weekend. He's going to be doing Capital Fight District. They're going to have Marvel vs. Capcom, since that's the new hotness. They're going to have three. They're going to be playing Street Fighter and Super Smash. So if you guys want to get in there, win some money, you can do some competitive gaming. Rich, why don't you go through real quick, tell everyone where they can find you and what to look forward to this weekend.
As always, you can find me on YouTube at Rich Alvarez. That's my name is the name of the channel. And, you know, I'll be this weekend, you know, of course, at Sac Gamers Expo Sunday, 10 to 5. And it is at the Scottish Rite Center in Sacramento. Sean, and you are welcome.
Sean Long.
Well, I'm really excited that me and Rich have a panel this weekend at Sac Gamers Expo. I think it's from like 2 to 3. I think it's around that time. I know, like, I think we're before Andre and KD's and stuff. Or either that or we're after. Check Sac Gamers expo.com and
I don't know.
We have a panel on that day.
Exactly, so we do have a panel this week. I'm very excited. I love doing panels with Rich. I'm sad that Andre and Katie have their own panel and won't be on our panel. I'm really sad
now.
I know, right? But I'm really excited to see Andre and Katie again, even though I just saw them the other day, but like have them in our neck of the woods. And check me out on YouTube, I have a lot of good reviews coming out. I'm going back to doing videos this week and stuff. So yeah, hope to see you guys there. YouTube.com/SeanXLong and SeanXLong on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, all that stuff.
And Jessica, the one she's going to be at is Paradise City Comic Con.
Take me down to the Paradise City.
You beat me to it again.
So if you're in the Florida area, if you're a VG banger in the East Coast and you're down there and you want to go see Jessica, the Maid of Might, I highly recommend it. She's great. In person, she's
online, not so much.
Online, you could totally, you know, I could see how you'd be, you know, you might be unsure, you know, like she might punch you in the mouth. But she's very nice. She's a kitty cat. We're gonna have a amazing photo booth going on at the Sat Gamers Expo, and we're doing Creepy Claws. So if you guys are familiar with Creepy Jerry from the show, he's gonna be donning the cloak of Saint Nick. And we're going to have Macy Rose there as to contrast, because we know no one wants to take a picture just with Creepy Jerry. So we had to sweeten the pot a little bit by adding Macy Rose as Mrs. Claus. And we'll be there taking pictures with y'all. And then we got the live show going on at noon. And we're going to have a lot of giveaways as per usual. But I think that's it. We got nothing else to say.
Nothing else.
Thanks for tuning in. For Webb, Aaron, Sean, Rich, my name's Corey, and you've just been banged.
Whoa!
Oh, yeah.